architects, and tower. Phineas Paste was the first registered architect in Miami and third in the state of Florida. In 1924, he opened Paste & Stewart Architects with partner Harold Stewart. In April 1925, Paste became the City of Coral Gables' first supervising architect. He was well known for designing some of the most important buildings in Coral Gables, including the Douglas Entrance, the Christian Science Church, and City Hall. Paste had experience with local construction methods and materials in South Florida. Paste's partner, architect Harold Stewart, oversaw the completion of this building after Paste's death in 1937 at age 64. While Paste's interest in native materials may be seen in the use of the local oolitic limestone used in the old police and fire station, the rigid horizontal striations in the building are indicative of the more modern tendencies of Harold Stewart, his younger partner. In 1940, Stewart formed a new firm, Stewart & Skinner Associates, who went on to design the public library at Bayfront Park. Paste and Stewart's design of the old police and fire station emphasizes the civic importance of the building to the community. The tower was intended to elevate the building above the pragmatics of a police and fire station to a monument with a civic presence somewhere between a church and a Spanish Hotel de Ville. The tower was the last component to be constructed, but perhaps the most important from the architect's perspective. The tower functioned simply as a means to dry the fire hoses after use, but more importantly, it served as an icon. Thank you for visiting the old police and fire station of Coral Gables and the Coral Gables Museum. This beautiful building stands as a symbol of community, civil service, American resilience, artistic expression, and local heritage. We hope that you enjoyed the building tour, and we hope that you will share some of the information that you learned today with others. If you would like to know about more New Deal projects in Coral Gables, press 50.